people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story, more than 6,000 UC lecturers plan to go on strike tomorrow and Thursday, leaving a number of classrooms throughout the state empty. Their unions accusing UC leadership of arguing in bad faith on a number of issues, from compensation to paid family leave. UC officials deny these claims and say the planned strike is grossly unfair to students. Only UC San Francisco won't be affected by the strike. Now that most students are eligible to get vaccinated, will they be able to take their masks off at school? The Sacramento Bee reports some doctors and parents are asking Governor Newsom and other state leaders that question. They note there does not seem to be an end in sight for the mask mandates, but state officials say now is not the time to relax those restrictions as COVID-19 rates are starting to rise again. A new report says protocols to prevent COVID-19 infections on movie and TV sets are adding about 5% to the cost of production. The study by the California Film Commission is the first to precisely quantify the cost of COVID compliance. It says many productions even have whole departments dedicated to COVID prevention, with staffs of up to 15 people. LA police say they continue hunting for a burglary suspect who they believe was spotted crawling under a gate onto a DWP property this morning, and he was carrying what looked like a rifle.
The call about the armed suspect prompted a response from the LAPD SWAT team and canine units, but after setting up a perimeter and searching for hours, officers couldn't find him. Police think he looks like the same man who's been involved in about 10 recent burglaries in the Shadow Hills neighborhood. LAPD Lieutenant Eddie Ginter says he's been captured on video carrying a backpack and a rifle.
What we've seen, we believe, is a .308 caliber hunting-style rifle with a scope.
And that, of course, is a major concern, the suspect possibly committing burglaries armed with a long gun.
But as of now, to answer the question, no, we have not had any reports of him pointing the gun at anybody or threatening anybody.
Police think the man may be homeless and that he knows the terrain very well. They may bring in off-road vehicles and other resources to try to track him down. In Sunland, John Baird, KNX 1070.
A decision by California regulators has angered people in Porter Ranch and others nearby. They were victims of the massive gas blowout back in 2015.
State Public Utilities commissioners, in a unanimous vote, recently gave permission to essentially double the storage capacity at Aliso Canyon. But the maximum they set, just over 41 billion cubic feet, is far below the facility's capacity of nearly 70 billion cubic feet.
We've seen SoCalGas kind of be given the keys to ramp up Aliso Canyon use when we've been managing just fine as is for the last 6 years.
Alexandra Nagy with the group Food Water Action. They want Aliso Canyon shut down for good. They say it is not essential to California's power mix or to keep natural gas flowing. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The recent demolition of two highly contaminated buildings at the Santa Susana Field Lab is drawing fire from environmentalists. They say crews knocked down the structures without taking proper precautions. This woman lives in the Simi Hills, not far from the lab, and her daughter suffers from a rare form of leukemia. She tells MSNBC the radioactive dust is a particular concern.
The Woolsey fire has shown us how mobile contamination can be, and we think with, you know, global warming and climate change, the risks of people living near sites like ours, those risks are only going to go up until those sites are completely cleaned.
State officials say demolition crews followed all health and safety guidelines. Black Californians with lung cancer are not getting equal life-saving treatment, according to a new study out today.
The findings are in the American Lung Association's fourth annual State of Lung Cancer Report.
So in California specifically, the survival rate for lung cancer is 22.9%, the five-year survival rate.
Erica Costa with the Lung Association of Southern California tells KNX that's a 13% improvement over the past 5 years. She also says early surgery is the key.
We have some racial disparities in California as well. We know that Black Americans in California are the least likely to receive surgical treatment out of any racial group.
Costa says that's one thing that needs to change. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
New audit shows Long Beach paid $23 million to repair the Queen Mary in 2016, but after 2 years, most of the work remained unfinished. The money was paid to the ship's previous operator, which filed for bankruptcy. Long Beach is now in charge of the ship's operations. The audit says the Queen Mary still needs more than $20 million in urgent repairs. California is expected to receive more than $380 million from the just-signed infrastructure measure to expand the number of electric vehicle charging stations. Corey Bullis of the EV Charging Association tells CBS San Diego it's a big boost for the industry.
When it comes to EV adoption in the state, everyone knows that the limiting factor to some extent right now is infrastructure. Drivers want the confidence that there's enough infrastructure available to meet their needs.
California not only has the nation's largest market for electric vehicles, but also has a zero emissions goal to reach by 2035. And this state accounts for roughly half of all electric vehicles sold in the U.S. Youth sports fields in San Pedro and Lomita on Navy-owned land are in danger of being lost. At the end of the year, a Department of Defense policy goes into effect that requires the land to be leased at market rates. That means rent could go up from $850 to $12,000 a month. Local officials say they're working with the federal government to find a solution. The ban on indoor and outdoor wood burning is being extended in much of Southern California, at least for another day. The ban is in effect until midnight for all of Orange County and the non-desert areas of L.A., Riverside, and San Bernardino counties. The order does not apply to homes above 3,000 feet and those that rely on wood as their only heat source.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX 1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.